Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Meseches Nazir. The sounds you hear in the background are Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh looking out at Shar Yafo as I'm waiting for a bus to go back to Beit Shemesh and then Bezras Hashem come back to the Old City. And Baruch Hashem, the city is thriving even though the center is still Shamem. But nevertheless, it's still the sounds of Yerushalayim. Our daf on daf Yud Aleph is going to discuss the halachos of someone who uses the expression "harareini nazir mimenu." We already had different examples of this. If someone says that they're going to be nazir from a para, we learned yesterday on daf Yud. Today on daf Yud Aleph, we're going to discuss if somebody says they're going to be a nazir mimenu from a kos. Does that mean that they're going to be a nazir from wine always, or just from drinking that particular kos as a din of a neder? Also, what we're going to discuss is what happens if a person's drinking too much and they say, oh, I'm going to be a nazir from this. Does that mean that they're taking a full nazirus, or it means that I shouldn't be drinking my next cup of wine? Also, we're going to have a new set of halachos. So what happens if a person takes nazirus with the condition that they're going to drink wine and be metame to mesim? So in such a case, do we say that the nazirus has been undone by his statement? In other words, he's saying he's going to be a nazir and contradicting the basic halachos from nazirus, and the Gemara is going to analyze those type of statements as well. Similarly, we're going to have a case in a Mishnah on Amud Beis, someone who says he's going to be a nazir. Then someone else hears what his friend is saying. Do we say that in such a case he takes that nazirus? What happens if his friend said other things while Reuven said other things while he was taking the nazirus? How is that going to affect the statement of the second fellow who says, me too? Let's Bezer Hashem begin on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. As you can hear, the background is a little more quiet because I got on the bus to the hills of Yehuda. You hear some buses in the background. A beautiful day in Hare Yehuda, as I'm now waiting for a connection to Beit Shemesh from the area of what's referred to today as Beitar. As I wait for the bus to go from city to city, I'm zocha to learn this with you. A beautiful, beautiful view of the Hare Yehuda, with the sun shining, and even some birds chirping in the background. Zok Deilig Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Mozgul Es HaKos. If he pours a kos, va'omar hareini nazir mimenu. He pours a cup of wine. He says, I'm going to be a nazir from the wine. Hareiza nazir. It's considered a valid statement of nazirus. Maisa b'isha achas. There was a story of one woman, Shaisa Shikora. She was a alcoholic. That's the simplest way of translating Shikora. Umazgala kos. And they poured her a kos. Va'omar, and she said, hareini nazira mimenu. I'm going to be a nazir from it. Amru Chacham, in such a case, this was a woman coping with her lack of sobriety. By the way, this is a serious topic in Avodas Hashem today, problems of addictions and alcoholism, and it's something that our Tzibur has begun to take more seriously, but in Lanias Daiti, not seriously still enough. Amru Chacham, the Chacham said, Lo niskavna ze elolomar, Harehu alai carbon. She didn't mean to say she wants to make a nazir, but rather she was taking a form of neder. Many times in our Mishnayos, a nazir harehu alai carbon means a neder, and she was taking a statement of neder that she was making the cup of wine aserter because that was her way of trying to create rehabilitation. She was trying to rehabilitate herself by making the item aserter to her like a carbon. I'd like to hear what psychologists would say about this type of approach of dealing with alcoholism. Maisa Lister, says the Gemara, the second half of the Mishnah contradicts the first part of the Mishnah. Amrit Reisha, the Reisha says, Hareza Nazir, that the woman says that a person says that he's going to be a Nazir. And then, if they say, Hareini Nazir Mimenu, now notice, mimenu, from the item. It doesn't say hareini nazir, but I'm going to be a nazir from it. As we saw from the Seif of the Mishnah, and as we've seen from other Mishnais, you can understand mimenu as making a neder. Yet the Reisha says not that way. V'hadar tani. Yet the Seifa ma'isa b'yishachas alma b'hayhu da'aser. When we understand her statement, we learned in the end of the Mishnah, the Chacham said it meant that she was taking a neder on this drink because she didn't want to take this drink. However, hayena achrina shari, which obviously indicates the psychological problem of a neder, and that is at the end of the day, so she made a neder on this one, what's going to stop her from drinking another cup? And the Mishnah is saying that the statement of Nazira Mimenu is a statement of Neder and not a statement of Nazirus. Yet the Reisha seems to be saying that's considered Nazirus. Answers the Gemara Chesurei Mechsera. There's something missing in the Mishnah of the Hachik Tani, and this is how the Mishnah should read. Mazgulay is a kois. If a person is poured a kois, Amar Harei Nazir Menu Harei is a Nazir. If he says he's going to make himself a Nazir from it, then he's a Nazir. However, it depends if he's a healthy person or a sick person. Vim Shikarhu, if he's an alcoholic, so then va'amar hareini nazir mimenu einu nazir. Then in such a case, he's trying to prevent himself from sinking deeper into his alcoholism. And he's doing that by making a neder that this item is going to be usur. Then in such a case, einu nazir. Then the nazirus doesn't work. My time, what's the reason it doesn't take effect? Commander amar hareilai korbanu. When he is taking a neder, or in this case, the woman who's taking a neder that they don't want to take another drink, then it's considered as if they're taking a neder of carbon, and that's a euphemism for neder. Now, Zareele carbon is a euphemism for neder. And if you're going to say, then let him spell it out. Let him spell it out that he's making a neder. Why is he saying in such a strange way? Must be that's not a neder, but rather it's nezirus. Savar, he thinks, maisin li achrina umitzarin li, that they're going to bring another cup of wine that I didn't make a neder on, and they're going to force me to drink. So therefore, emaluhu ha milsa, I'll say this item, the psikaluhu, that is going to be clear that I don't want to drink wine. In other words, not only don't I want to drink this wine, I don't want to drink any wine. However, he's not taking Nazirus on himself. He just doesn't want them to bring any cups of wine. He's making a neder on this cup. But if he makes it so clearly on this cup, they'll bring him another cup. U'maisanami b'ishachas. And then the Mishnah brings the story of Ishachas. We have the next Mishnah. Hareini nozer almanas shehei shoyse yayinu metame the mason. A very strange phenomenon. Person says, I'll be a Nazir, but it'll be mutter, permissible for me to drink wine. Of course, this is a form of masna al mashikasa b'teira. He seems to making a condition that's against the Torah. Torah says a nazir can't drink wine. Umetami the mason, I'm going to be metami to dead people. Hareze nazir. Nazir. It's considered the case of nazirus. Va'asir b'kulan. And he's asir in all cases. The Mishnah is going to be explained by the Gemara as based on this idea of masna mashikasa b'tara, and masna mashikasa b'tara t'no bottle. If a person says, exactly, this case is a paradigmatic example, a person says they're going to be a nazir, but with the condition that they're not going to keep what the Torah says a nazir, so then that condition is bottle. We make believe he didn't say it. Sareini nazir takes effect, the t'nai does not take effect. And that's going to be the yisod of our Mishnah. What if he says, Yodea Nishiesh Nazirus? I know that there's a concept of Nazirus. Avil eini yodea shah ha nazir asar b'yayim. However, when I took the neder, I didn't know that the nazir is asar to drink wine. Hareza asar, then in such a case, he's a nazir, and he's asar. Rabbi Shimon matir, Rabbi Shimon says, in such a case, it's going to be permissible. The Gemara is going to tell us the position of Rebbe Yehuda. The Nidrei Onsen that we learned in Maseches Nedarim is Tzrichim She'ela, and that is an interesting question, whether this case qualifies as Nidrei Onsen, that he wasn't aware of it. Either way, we're going to see at the end of the Gemara that issue, but the machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim revolves around the following. Rabbi Shimon, we learned earlier, is of the opinion that Kol shelo kibal of chatzi nezirus is not binding. We had that on Daf Gimel on the base. So over here, in the case of the Chachamim, he accepted partial nezirus, but he didn't know the iser of wine. But there are other isurim of nezirus. So according to the Chachamim, it's good nezirus. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not going to work. What about the fact that he's an ones? So that we'll see in Rabbi Yehuda later on, that he didn't know. Yodea nisha nozir asur b'yayin. The fellow knows that a nazir is usher to wine. I will savor a yisi, but I thought shechacham matirinli mipnei she'ein ani yochol lichayos ela bilyayin. I thought that I would be an exception to the rule of nazir. The guy who took nazirus upon himself says, because I thought the chacham would consider me an exception because we need wine. Or because my job is to bury people, and in such a case, then it would be mutter. Hareza mutter. In such a case, he is mutter. Mutter over here means that the statement of nezirus is not binding. Rabbi Shimon oiser. Rabbi Shimon does not take this into account. His way of thinking of eina ni yochel chayos o sheina ni koiver es hamesim, and in such a case, the statement of nezirus is binding. The Gemara will describe the nekudas hamachlokis. Asks the Gemara, "V'liflog nami Rabbi Shimon bereisha." Why does Rabbi Shimon, who in our Mishnah, in the first half of our Mishnah, makes the statement that if a person says that I intended to take nezirus, but I didn't intend to make wine usher to me, we have the yisoid of ein nezirus lichatzoin. The Rabbi Shimon says, "Hoyol shleikiba lov elchatzin nezirus." It's not binding. That is implicit in the starting point of our Gemara. That's the pshat of Rabbi Shimon. Why do we not mention that Rabbi Shimon disagrees on what we refer to over here as the reisha? The reisha over here is the case of Masna al Masha Kasa Batorah, al Manas She Shose Yayin Umetam Ilamesim. At the end of the day, the guy wasn't accepting a full Nazirus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Choyle Choy Rabbi Shimon Aspiration. Yeshua ben Levi is of the opinion that you're right, Rabbi Shimon was also disagreeing with the Resha, because at the end of the day, the guy didn't take a full Nazirus. Ravina Amar Bereisha Lo Palig Rabbi Shimon. Ravina explains that Rabbi Shimon does not disagree with the Resha. My time of Shum Dahavle Masna Masha Kasa Batira. In the Resha, the Halach is someone says that he's going to Nazir on the condition he's going to drink wine, he's going to be time of the Mason. We ignore his statement Al Manas because he's making condition on the Torah. The Torah says, "Befer she nazir can't drink wine and can't be matam lemesim v'chal masna mashe kasa b'teira tnoi bottle." And we have a rule that if you make a tnai on something that's in the teira, then the tnai is bottle. That's so obvious. And what was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi thinking? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amalecha hay al manas kichutz dami. Rabbi Yeshua says, "No. It's not that he was saying I'm making a condition that I'm going to drink wine, but I'm taking nezirus with the exception of drinking wine in Metam of the Mason." And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Levi argues that that's not called Masna Masha Kasa B'Teira. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon will be cholik only because it's a case of where he's accepting partial nezirus. Partial nezirus is not binding, according to Rabbi Shimon. Tanya Kavasei de Ravina, we learned the Brisa like Ravina. Amar Hareini Nozi Omnashe Shoyse Yayin Metam of the Mason. Hareza Nozi Va'asir Bekula. However, we did have a brisa that supports Ravina, that the reason why he becomes a full nazir is because it qualifies masna masha kasa b'teira, and the tnai is bottle. If the fellow says, "I knew that the nazir was asur b'yayin, yet I thought I'd be exception." Everybody always thinks that they're an exception. It's a big musr, comes to Elul time. He thinks he's an exception because he really needs wine, or he really needs to be a grave digger. So here we learned that the halacha is that according to the Tanakhama, hareza mutter, that the halacha is that he's not considered a nazir. The Gemara asks that over here the Chachamim are the Matir, that the Nezirus is not binding, or Reb Shimon is the Oser. Asks the Gemara, in the Reisha, we had the case of Yodea initiation Nezirus. Aval Eini Yodea Shanozer Oser B'Yayin. There the Chachamim say that It's binding. He's ushering all types of Naziris. And Rabbi Shimon is matir. Why? Presumably because the Svar Rabbi Shimon is that the Naziris is not chal, except if he knows that the Yayin is going to be usher him. If that's so, so Rabbi Shimon should be matir over here because he thinks that he's not usher b'yayin. And the Chachomim should say that he's usher because despite the fact that he thinks that he's not going to be usher b'yayin, the Chachomim say what he thinks is not important in the Reisha. Answers the Gemara, Eimanami hareza usher Rabbi Shimon matir. Maybe we should change around the Girsa. And the Chachomim are saying hareza usher Rabbi Shimon's matir. V'ibay Simon, if you want, loyim loy teitel. Really, I don't have to change around the Girsa. Ha'asam reisha kigoyin de nazar mechoda l'rabbonon. In the case of the reisha, he was nazar from one thing. In the case of the reisha, there he says that he knows that a nazir is asr b'yayin, but he thinks the chachamim are going to be matir. In such a case, he made naziris on one thing. For example, he made naziris on tmei the mason. Da amri. So the Chacham say that filu lo nazar ele me'achas me'en havi nazir. That even if he takes naziris on one thing, miksas naziris is binding according to the Chachamim, like we discussed. Only Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Va'aser, and hence he's aser. However, Rabbi Shimon, as we just explained, Rabbi Shimon da'amar achi yasem mikulam mutter. But Rabbi Shimon who says you have to make naziris from everything, he would hold it's mutter. However, seifa de nader mikulam. But in the sefer he took a neder from all of the things. The ishul michada, and there he's saying, I think I'll have a she'ela on one of those things. In other words, I think I'm going to come to the chachamim and know that I'm aser b'yayin, but convince them that I'm an exception. There, the rabbanon d'amri afilo nazir l'machas mehen havi nazir. According to the rabbanon, since he took a partial naziris, it's binding. Kimishol mechad minehu ishturi. However, according to the rabbanon, when you take a partial naziris, it's binding. But the simile, the corollary, is the inverse. And that is that the Gemara argues that according to Rabbanan, the moment you're shoel on a partial naziris, in this case the wine, then all the naziris becomes mutter. Li Rabbi Shimon damar shiyazim mikulam, and according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that the halachi is that you only become a nazir if you take a naziris from everything, kimishol nami bahu adimashol mikulu. The inverse would also be true, and that is for she'ela to remove naziris, you have to be shoel on anything. What a fascinating idea from the Gemara. That the kula of Rabbi Shimon, that says, ad she'azim mikulam, also becomes a chumrah. That it only becomes a full she'ela if you're shoel mikulam as well. V'ibay yisayman, if you want, I can give you another teret, says the Gemara. B'nidrei onsin kamifli. We alluded to this when we read the Mishnah. One could look at this Mishnah as a case of nidrei onsin. In other words, we've learned in Nidarim on Daf Chaf, and that is the concept of Nidrei Onsim, which means an individual that made a Neder, and he was considered an Ones, vis-a-vis his Neder. In such a case, the Nidarim can be undone. If a person makes a Neder, let's say that the Neder is going to take effect if he doesn't cross the river, and all of a sudden a massive river rush prevents him from being able to cross the river, could be from the Mishnah, Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, then in such a case, then the river is not considered, that neder is not considered binding neder because he, even though he didn't cross the river, that qualifies as nidrei onsin. That is an ones, and therefore the neder is not going to be binding. So we have this concept of nidrei onsin. If one of the conditions of the neder was affected by your ones, in such a case, that's called nidrei onsim, and it's not binding in many instances. Says the Gemara over here too. It's an issue of nidrei onsim when we have the case of the Mishnah where the individual says that he's not able to live without wine. Iba yisema b'nidrei onsim kamifligi. Let's take a look at the Mefarish. Iba yisema b'nidrei onsim kamifligi b'masnisin. The Mechlokis in our Mishnah hold the nidrei onsim name. Hold en yachol l'chayos below yayin. He thinks he can't live without wine. Oshik ain't kovrin bo'osam makom elazet. Or he thinks that he must be metame lemesim, and therefore he's an onus on this part of the neder. Upluksa de Shmuel veRavasi, and that is an issue in a machlokas between Shmuel and Ravasi that has to do with that mishnah chafa mebeis. This not arbon edar mitiru chacham nidrei zuzin nidrei avoy nidrei shkagas nidrei onsim. There are four cases that the chachamim say the neder is not binding. If he makes a neder just to create a phenomenon of zrizus, if it is a ridiculous neder havoy based on ridiculous circumstances, shkagos means he forgot that there was another variable that was involved, and if he would have remembered that, he might have made a different nether. Or onsim, a case of he made a condition, and the condition was only fulfilled because of an onus, therefore the nether is not binding. Rev Asi is of the opinion that it could be undone, but only through Sheilu Chacham. He disagreed. Shmuel said, the Chachamim, the Mishnah says, in general, Matrit. And so why do you have to go Sheilu Chachamim? Suggests our Gemara, Rabbanon Savri, Rabbanon hold that the halacha in our Mishnah, in a case of where a person says, Nodea Nisha Nozvasa B'yayin Avol Savri, you see, but I thought Shechom Matirinli, that the Chacham will Matrit, in such a case, Harezem Mutter, according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim say the halacha is that the neder is not binding because they hold like Shmuel that automatically if it's a neder of an ones, he thought that the Chacham be matirim, and that was based on a mistake in ones, so then in such a case you don't even need Sheilas Chacham. Rabbi Shimon k'Ravasi, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and he holds like Ravasi that even though it was based on a mistaken assumption of nidre onsen, nevertheless Ravasi holds you need she'ela. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says that the halacha is that the neder is aser until she'ela is done. Baruch Hashem, I'm busy with Talmidim, so we are going to stop over here a little bit early on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. I hope tomorrow Beis Hashem will be even busier. I hope I'll be able to learn with you. But either way, looking forward to continue, one way or another, marching together through Shas. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Nezirus.